a battle over conversion therapy that's been happening for years in Wisconsin could soon be resolved by the state Supreme Court. It's Thursday, December 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the retirement of the Columbia Energy Center is being delayed once again. And Dane County has been buying up land near the Sugar River to expand a nearby wildlife area. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
I'm wondering how hot this summer is going to be.
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
The state senators who will serve on the Joint Finance Committee were named yesterday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the panel has broad powers when it comes to spending the state's money.
Throughout the spring and sometimes into summer, 16 lawmakers meet in a committee room in the East Wing of the Capitol. They're the Joint Finance Committee, and they're essentially responsible for setting Wisconsin's financial priorities for 2 years. The committee is controlled by the majority party, so Republicans have run it since 2011. That means that when Governor Tony Evers presents his budget proposal to the legislature early next year, he probably won't get a lot of what he's asking for. In recent years, the committee has been the site of late nights and political fights. Republicans have pushed to spend the state surplus on tax cuts. Democrats want to spend it on school funding and programs like paid family leave. The assembly members of the committee haven't been named yet. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court could soon resolve a political dispute over a proposed ban on conversion therapy in Wisconsin. Justices will consider whether a Republican-led legislative committee violated the state constitution by blocking an agency rule that would have banned therapists from using the controversial practice years ago. Mark Herstand directs the Wisconsin chapter of the National Association of Social Workers. He says Republicans are keeping counselors and therapists from being able to revise their own code of conduct.
Conversion therapy is an extremely harmful fake therapy. It's completely unprofessional. It's child abuse, can be torture at times, and it provides a major mental health and suicide risk.
But conservative group Wisconsin Family Action says the ban is about the state trying to restrict therapists' freedom of speech and religion. The retirement of a coal-fired power plant in Columbia County has been delayed for a second time. The utilities that co-own the plant made the announcement on Wednesday. The Columbia Energy Center was originally going to be shut down by the end of 2024. 2 years ago, that retirement was pushed back to 2026, and now it will stay open until 2029. Amy Berrio is with the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She says the news underscores that utilities' coal plant plans are voluntary, and they could be changed at any time.
There's nothing in state law or anywhere else to hold these power companies accountable, nothing holding them to their word.
Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and Wisconsin Public Service all co-own the Columbia plant. In a statement, they said the delay will give them time to explore the possibility of converting the plant to natural gas. A new study claims a U.S. Supreme Court ruling threatens millions of acres of Wisconsin wetlands. But as Daniel Kading reports, Wisconsin has better protections than other states.
The study by the Union of Concerned Scientists found a Supreme Court ruling last year risks 30 million acres of wetlands in the upper Midwest. The court found only wetlands that are clearly connected to other waterways may be federally regulated. The study's author, Stacy Woods, says the decision threatens 6 million acres of wetlands in Wisconsin that provide billions of dollars in flood mitigation benefits each year.
We should all be worried about what that might mean for communities who will experience more flooding as the wetlands around them are polluted or destroyed by the industry.
Agriculture has been the main driver of wetland loss. The study recommends more funding for conservation programs under the next farm bill. But conservation advocates contend most Wisconsin wetlands are protected under state law. State data shows a net gain of wetlands in the last few years. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dane County is expanding a public park in south central Wisconsin known as the Sugar River Wildlife Area. Last November, county supervisors agreed to buy about 80 acres of land in Verona for more than $3 million. The latest purchase borders onto property already owned by the county and by the Madison School District and creates about 1,000 acres of connecting public land. County Supervisor Michael Engelberger says the project ties into the county's goal of protecting some land from development.
Keep it natural, keep the water fresh for fishing opportunities and wildlife preservation.
The wildlife preserve along the Sugar River includes trails and space for hunting and fishing. And finally, Wisconsin has set a new record for the number of people enrolled in the state's registered apprenticeship program for the third straight year. As Joe Schultz reports, there are more than 17,000 people enrolled in the century-old program.
The state broke previous apprenticeship records it set in 2022 and 2023. The registered apprenticeship program offers more than 200 occupations in traditional fields like construction and the trades, but also in fields like healthcare, teaching, childcare, IT, and finance. David Polk is with the State Department of Workforce Development. He says apprenticeship is a good opportunity for young adults who may be hesitant to pursue a four-year degree.
It provides a very, very succinct pathway. You're not pathwaying into a job, you're pathwaying into a long-term career.
Polk also says there's still room for the program to continue expanding. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow for a Friday edition of the show. So until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.